Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the tragedy that we're seeing that has befallen Maui, as well as the Hawaiian Islands with the wildfires, has gone from complete shock to now going into the blame game. And I'm seeing some articles bring up, where's Jeff Bezos? Where's Steve Tyler? Where's Oprah? Oprah has been, I think, buying goods and at the shelter, passing things out. But it's interesting because I've been seeing multiple articles saying, where are the wealthy Maui homeowners who own land? What are they doing? And, you know, it's I think it's actually an easier solution. Right now, as you all have been aware, there's been multiple people dead. I think now the count is at about 55, 56. Thousands of people missing. Homes devastated. Buildings devastated. People have had to race to get off the island. Homeless people, no place to live. People who had properties, no place to live. And the whole island has not been consumed. There's multiple parts of the island that are still livable, but the fires are still continuing. It's still a very, very scary situation. And so when I see these articles say Oprah should have opened up her 2,000 acres, Bezos just bought, I think, an $80 million property. We have to be very, very careful before we start to bring, you know, the pitchforks and all that, and realize that if you are going to be doing any sort of rescue efforts or shelters, they need to be properly choreographed and choreographed by the right people. Now, I don't know if Oprah's land is going to be at risk of the wildfires. From what we understand, the fires are still going on. There has been no serious containment of many of these fires. And so the last thing you want to do, and I'm not trying to defend any of the wealthy Maui landowners, but you have to understand there's a choreography. The last thing you want to do is tell people, come where I am. We'll find tents, bring your sleeping bags, we'll provide sleeping bags, crash here if you are going to be then in a line of fire. If the network and the emergency management systems and the first responders and the mayor and the governor have a plan to evacuate people, we really don't want other individuals hijacking the message saying, well, you know what, just come to me, you can live on my property when it could be in the line of fire. And if it's in a position or a place where first responders can't get to. So whenever we do relocate individuals who need help and shelters, these shelters are positioned in a place that we could get to, that we could, the Red Cross could get to, where we could deliver blood, we could deliver medical services. And so, you know, start kind of blackmailing and forcing individuals to say, okay, you know what, we'll just open up the ranch, we'll make our place a shelter center. They shouldn't do that without coordinating with the national preparedness sort of process and protocols that are in place. Now, have they already reached out? Did they, when this all happened, call? The problem with the media is if the media doesn't hear about it, it didn't happen. So when I start to hear that all these stars and celebrities were quiet, were they really quiet? You know, I mean, is the focus right now on celebrities getting their moment in the news, that they're helping, that they're heroes, that they're being altruistic? No, we need to figure out where people are. We need to figure out how to evacuate people. I think Floyd Mayweather has been paying for people to fly out. I think he paid for multiple flights of individuals leaving, and you are seeing celebrities step up. It's just, it's hard for them to get that message out to a media that has to cover right now the disaster situation. And so what I would suggest for anybody that is a major landowner or a person that does have multiple resources in any city or in any county is before a crisis happens, reach out, let the local authorities know, look, you know, I'm here. You know, I saw what happened in Maui, or we saw what happened with New Orleans with Hurricane Katrina and you know, other hurricanes and earthquakes and issues that we've seen. Is there anything you think you might need my property for? God forbid there's an issue that I could plan ahead for. And maybe that's the problem. We always do things after the fact. And now I'm sure FEMA, I'm sure the federal government, and I'm sure local authorities have plans. But we're expecting individuals who just buy property to be able to provide Red Cross first aid and shelters. I think we're asking a little too much. Yes, it would be nice if they can offer homes and offer shelter and offer resources, offer food. Very, very cool. And I'm sure many of them are. But to kind of goad them with these articles, making them feel guilty, is not the right thing to do. But I do like the idea of when you do have individuals that have an ability to help our troops, help the homeless, help individuals in that area, you know, come up with a plan on what we could use that land for. You know, there's universities that actually have bunkers and nuclear fallout shelters that the city knows of that they can use if they have to tell people where to go. There's, you know, the communication with your city leaders, especially if you are that much in the public eye and you own that much property and you are that much of a of an involved citizen in that district, I think it does help to have those conversations. So it sounds like many individuals are helping. They're doing what they can, but realize that you have to work through the state. And you know, it's, as I said, there's a choreography to it. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So for a few years now, I have been warning you all that we're kind of in some dire straits when it comes to medication shortages. But it's not a sexy headline, so it's not covered a lot in the news. And I'm telling you, we got shortages. I'm being told by patients they can't get this medicine, they can't get this medicine. But there's so many other things going on in the news that takes precedence. And if the public isn't aware that we have a medication shortage, then they don't go to their local politicians or their national federal politicians to tell them to get cracking on this and expand our pharmaceutical capabilities and stop our reliance on China or India or other countries to make our medications. Well, here we are being told that 99% of pharmacists have been experiencing drug shortages, and 8 in 10 hospitals are rationing drugs or delaying appointments to manage the crippling medicine shortage. This is a survey that was published yesterday and showed that there are currently 309 ongoing drug shortages, which is the highest number in nearly 10 years. Now, the all-time high was 320. But the American Society of Health System Pharmacists, so this isn't even the UK that has their own set of issues with socialized medicine. This is in America. The American Society of Health System Pharmacists, a group that tracks U.S. drug availability, surveyed 1,000 pharmacists, and 99% said they were struggling to stock enough of the drugs they needed. Yeah, I really wish we listened to pharmacists a little bit more. Pharmacists, as well as the nursing community, are the backbone of our healthcare system, and they really have the finger on the pulse of what's going on, what people have, what is coming around the bend, what sort of woes are affecting the healthcare system. So I hope we survey pharmacists more and get their opinions. So the group attributes the issue to limited investment in manufacturing capacity, which I agree with, subpar manufacturing quality, and a breakdown in the supply chain, as well as extreme price competition among generic drug makers. They say the critical shortage, according to Daily Mail, is causing 85% of pharmacists to ration medications and 42% to delay or cancel treatments and procedures, potentially risking the lives of severely ill patients who now miss out on the care they need. So the healthcare professionals surveyed stressed the shortages were impacting patient care. One-third of pharmacists said the shortages were critically impactful. More than half said they were facing critical shortages of chemotherapy drugs. Now, we need chemotherapy drugs for cancer. What good is getting to the medical provider in time, getting the MRI or the PET scan, getting your diagnosis right away, if you can't get the medicine to treat? They say, in addition to chemotherapy drugs, other drugs facing limited supplies are hormonal drugs, drugs used in ICUs, operating rooms, oral liquids, even ibuprofen, and still we have an amoxicillin shortage. One of the reasons for the amoxicillin shortage is one could be obviously production, manufacturing, but two is everybody and their mother and father got amoxicillin during the COVID and flu wave that we had last year because they called online and said, I have strep. 90% of the people who call up saying, I have strep, don't. We ask them on the telemedicine company I work for a picture of their throat. Doesn't look like strep. Doesn't have the big red tonsils or the red pharynx and the white exudates and the tongue that looks speckled like a strawberry and the swollen glands and the fever and the, it looks like a red sore throat that you could see with COVID, that you could see with hand, foot, mouth, with Coxsackie virus, mono. And so if you give amoxicillin to everybody who claims they have strep, you're going to run out of it when you actually have the people that have strep. I can't tell you how many times people this summer, in the heat of the summer, were calling us saying they have strep and croup. Now, you can have strep and croup in the summer, but not to the degree that you have it in the winter. And we're looking at that going, you know, you really think you have croup? But anyway, people ask for antibiotics. Corticosteroids, or steroids, which are anti-inflammatory drugs, also are having an issue. Now, the problem with some of these medications is you can't stop them right away if you run out. So let's say you have an autoimmune condition or an inflammatory condition or allergic condition and you're on steroids. Well, if you're on them for a period of time and then all of a sudden you stop them, that could be hazardous to your health. If you're on benzodiazepines like Valium, Xanax, and then all of a sudden you stop them because you can't get them, you could seize. The withdrawal from these medications can cause some serious side effects. Look at what happened to people stopping Wegovy and some of these weight loss drugs. They start to rebound and gain weight again. And so we don't want this pendulum swing of, okay, we have the medicines, everybody go on it, and oh, you know what, now everybody go off of it. So the shortages should be dealt with by, one, incentivizing pharmaceutical companies. No, not that. Yes, we're going to need to make more drugs. And who's making the drugs? The pharmaceutical companies. I know it's been all about suing the pharmaceutical companies and vilifying them. But if we're out of medications, we need pharmaceutical companies, especially generic. We need to rethink our dependence on foreign medication. As we spoke about yesterday, some of the medication is being rumored to be full of impurities that we could be getting from overseas. And we need to be checking and evaluating them. And if we do go to war with China, I would venture to say let's not take any medications coming from China then. So we need medications that we could trust. So to deal with the drug shortages, most pharmacists reported that they changed the medication a patient receives to another similar medication. So when a doctor says, this is the medicine I want you on, and a pharmacist doesn't have it, they're doing the best they can. But what if that's not the medicine that patient should be on? How many times did I have a patient that came in where they were taking 80 milligrams of Zocor? So I was able to put them on 10 milligrams of Crestor, rosuvastatin, and not have to be on such a max dose of a statin, which is a cholesterol-lowering medication. Well, if we run out of Crestor, does that mean we're going to be putting people back on 80 milligrams of the other brands? Medications differ. And sometimes the difference in these medications is exactly what we need. So pharmacists, substituting and finding alternates, God bless them for doing the great work they're doing. But we really need the federal government to step in and figure out how to get more drugs made. Generics are supposed to be inexpensive. If they're so inexpensive, why are we having so much trouble making them if they're that cheap? Well, if the company isn't making money on them, how many companies are raising their hands going, yeah, we'll make a drug that you could buy for 25 cents? In order for people to create a product, they need to make money. Now, I'm not saying I want the government to reimburse pharmaceutical companies. Look at what's happening with colleges and them raking in the money while taxpayers have to deal with the college debt. But we need to do something. We haven't even gotten, we're still in the summer. If we have an amoxicillin shortage now, and this isn't even strep or ear infection season, I mean, we do have some swimmer's ear and some ear infections, but we're going to have a very, very rough winter. Also, Tamiflu. Our flu medication, our go-to for flu, Tamiflu, was in short supply last year because people who had COVID tested negative at home because the at-home test didn't pick it up, asked for Tamiflu, only to find out later they actually had COVID the whole time. Well, then you just wasted the Tamiflu. We cannot have a short supply of Tamiflu. We don't have a lot of anti-flu medication. And we are expecting a more robust flu season. So Congress needs to figure out how to prevent more supply chain disruption. We need to incentivize manufacturers, and we need to stop being dependent on foreign entities to make our drugs. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
USA News Update. The number of deaths caused by the Hawaii wildfires is now 55. Maui Mayor Richard Bisson said he expects that number to keep rising as rescue efforts continue. A hearing in former President Trump's election interference case likely to determine what rules should be imposed for the handling of evidence. President Biden says China is in trouble because of their weak economic growth. At a political fundraiser in Utah yesterday, he said China's economic problems make it a ticking time bomb. Online job site Indeed reported that it saw a 50% spike in searches for UPS jobs in the week after the Teamsters touted the historic deal. UPS's CEO says full-time drivers will average $170,000 in pay and benefits at the end of the five-year contract. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So college tuition has risen about 169% over the last, I believe, 40 years, but it continues to rise each year. There's actually a report showing the most expensive places for college and the least expensive. I think North Dakota came in the cheapest, still close to $30,000 a year, whereas Rhode Island, close to $60,000 a year, coming at the highest price. And my issue with college tuition, having gone to college, having gone to medical school, having taught and continue to teach students, is the pressures of the cost of tuition is not being projected onto the right people. It's being projected onto the taxpayers. And so while there's this big debate and a lot of criticism of taxpayers or people who didn't go to college to pay for those who did, the question, you know, still poses, why aren't the colleges getting involved with this? They're the ones making the money. Why do they keep raising their rates? Now, I understand the economy And I understand that there's inflation. It's not 3% inflation. I don't know where they got that number from. I see apparently tuition has gone up 20%, 30%. We've seen food go up, fuel go up, rent go up. So I get that if a college is dealing with the same sort of cost increases and shrinkflation and all the other BS that's happening where you're not getting enough bang for your buck, yeah, they're going to want to pass on the cost. But colleges have an amazing opportunity right now to actually bring in other income and save money. So any college who is paying their professor full price and that professor doesn't have to come back to the office and isn't working 40 full hours should be able to pay that professor less. I know professors probably don't like that, but if the students are the ones having to pay, and when they go to the professor and the professor's not in the office and there's not the in-person office hours and they're not doing research with them and the parking place isn't being used, and why do they have to be paid six figures? Now, I'm seeing a lot of jobs for adjunct faculty where they're making pennies on the dollar. So some colleges are already figuring out how to hire and not necessarily lose all that salary. If you have a professor that's only teaching one or two classes, why not just pay them for those one or two classes? Do like an a la carte. And again, I don't want professors mad at me. I understand some of that. But remember, you're asking taxpayers to pay your salary, and you're asking students to pay your salary. And if college tuition is skyrocketing, we're going to have to figure something out. When I've been on college campuses, I notice a lot of staff parking completely empty because many staff might not be there. They're working from home. Well, maybe you could turn around and use that real estate or give that real estate back so you aren't paying rent or mortgage on that. There's empty buildings. Remember there was that article on government buildings? There are billions of dollars of government offices not used, paying rent because staff is working from home. Taxpayers are paying for that. Same thing with universities. There are spaces in universities that are not being used. Now, I get we don't want to give something up that may later be used. You know, when prior to the pandemic, the office space was hard to come by. Everybody was feeling cramped. You didn't have enough room for students. You're trying to expand students. But it looks like society has decided that working from home or studying from home is now going to be the norm. Well, then let's save money right away. And even if you aren't in a position to give buildings back or knock off part of your campus, rent that out. If you have all this space, if you have theaters and seating and classrooms, you can rent that space. You know, there's businesses that don't necessarily need to have an office 365 days a year. They just need to have a meeting once a month. Or they just need to have a place that might be a physical location, but not necessarily have to be there 365 days of the year. These colleges could actually rent space. They could actually donate time and space to charities. They could use the space for shelter. There's a lot, and then if they use that space for shelters, they could, I mean, look at all the homeless individuals and the vets and the migrants that are coming. Where's the universities and them? If they have all this open space, why not? And I'm not doing this to criticize. I love the colleges I've gone to. I appreciate what higher education does in this very challenging time to try, because they're already under a lot of fire that they are graduating individuals who cannot get jobs. So I get that they have challenges. But when I see these tuition costs, it blows my mind. So, for example, like this list. And hold on a second here. Let me see. This list of I'm trying to see who gets credit. This is from Scholaroo. It's a scholarship search site that released a report showing the average four-year cost of college in all 50 states. The cheapest of states was North Dakota, with the average cost of $23,000. Alaska, average cost $30,000. Public college, $32,000. Oklahoma, average cost $32,000. Nebraska, $34,000. Hawaii, $35,000. I mean, that's average cost of college. Now, I get for 4 years, that's kind of a lot of money. Nevada, they say the average cost of public college now is close to $40,000. Now, I love our public colleges, but $10,000 a year, it's a lot of money for people. And here we are with presidential candidates trying to figure out how to wipe the debt off. There's such a big campaign to get the government and Congress to wipe off that debt. So who's paying for it? This could be very easily handled by the colleges. It really can. If the colleges really want this cause to be met, this goal met, they could just write off the $10,000 for every student. Some of the more expensive states: Delaware, average cost of college $41,000, Ohio $42,000, Indiana $45,000, Virginia $47,000, New Hampshire $48,989, California $51,000, average cost of college, public college $43,000, and the highest was Rhode Island with the average cost of $56,800 and public college $41,000. I think private college in the 60s. So, you know, I think we all agree that getting a degree from a college shouldn't reflect on your worth, shouldn't reflect on your ability. I don't care where you went to medical school, as long as you pass the boards, as long as you show you're proficient, as long as you're ethical and you care. I don't care if you graduated from Harvard or if you graduated from the Caribbean. I just want to know you passed all the necessary tests to show your competency and your proficiency. And we can maybe make college cheaper by lessening the expense if we are doing online. An online course ends up saving colleges money. They charge. I see that. My kids are paying extra for online, even though they're not asking for online. I get that there might be tech issues and things like that, but don't charge for in-person schooling when the classes are online. And I hear for some students, it's not even a choice. They sign up for a class, and they're like, nope, it's online. The teacher just uploads the lecture. Where's the teacher? Where's the professor? And what are they getting paid? So I think they need to rethink salaries. They need to rethink landscaping, rethink the rent, utilize the space, and be able to bring income in that space. But for the love of God, keep the taxpayers out of it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so one thing that has been asked lately with everything going on with Taylor Swift and her phenomenal shows, from what I understand, she has been busting her butt. I don't think she lip syncs any of it. I think she performs hardcore for hours upon hours, multiple shows a city. I'm a fan of hers. I haven't gone to one of her concerts. They're kind of expensive. And, yeah, I just can't lose my voice screaming and singing to her music. I got to protect my voice for radio. And every time I go to a concert, I can't speak for days. But parents have asked me, when do they worry about their child's obsession? And some have been concerned about the high cost of ticket prices, of the outfits, of the pre-concert festivities, post-concert festivities. And they wonder, in fact, one had written me saying that their teenager's obsession with Taylor Swift reminds him of the Beatles women who would collapse. And they asked how they should tone it down or suggest their kids tone it down. And I'm mixed on that because one thing that kids do, especially when they're teens or young adults, is they like to find their identity or they like to find an identity. Now, they switch and can change. Identities can be very fluid in terms of, well, I mean, I've always been a Cowboys fan, but you have individuals that are like, okay, now that the Raiders are in Vegas, I'm also a Raiders fan. Or, yeah, I really, really love Backstreet Boys, but now I like NSYNC. Okay, I know that's old, but, and so I don't know if my mom was a beatnik or loved the Beatles or whatever, but she wouldn't scream and faint if she heard a Beatles song now. So it's not that uncommon to have your child, your teen, your adolescent, or a young adult want to embrace the hysteria and embrace that culture because that might be part of their identity. They might want to take it to that next level. Do I really have to have multiple Dallas Cowboy jerseys and blankets and catch every show? No, I don't have to. Do I want to? Do I want that a part of my identity? Yes. Is that a problem? Well, it gets to be a problem if it affects your work, your school life, relationships. So if your child, let's say, is missing school because they want to hit every single city Taylor Swift is at, so they're just going to drop out of school and be a groupie, then, yeah, you might need to talk about maybe toning that down. If I lose my job because I don't want to go to work because all I want to do is work on my stats and figure out what player is going to play and what route they're going to take and if I sit here and try to dive in to football and skip all my other responsibilities to catch every game or to catch every practice, yeah, that could be taking it too far. If you find your child or your family member or friend starting to have delusions about a relationship with that person. So if you have a child that says, Taylor's actually my best friend. Did you meet her? Do you talk to her? Yep. And that's not true. That is a problem. Now, and I get that when you watch a concert and they connect eyes with you. And I'm sure these women who were at any of the Beatles concerts felt that they were being sung to. And they might have been overwhelmed. And I mean, look at Elvis and all of that. Trust me, if I ran into Michael Fassbender, I almost fainted with Jimmy Garoppolo. I kept my cool. But I get that you could be overwhelmed with emotion, that you could faint. So fainting and being all excited about a celebrity, not the biggest deal. But if it starts to interfere with your life, your schoolwork, you get obsessed, that's a problem. I mean, me growing up, I had Michael Jackson posters all over my room. I loved Michael Jackson songs, but I still went to school. I still did my chores. Do I still have Michael Jackson posters up in my room? No. They're phases people go through. And it's MacGyver. I have a MacGyver poster. You know how, and I was in medical school at the time, and my medical school friends thought that was absolutely ridiculous, but I had a crush on Richard Dean Anderson. Yeah. Fine. I'm going to have, I mean, what else am I going to have? I couldn't afford any other artwork, so I had my MacGyver poster. I don't care. Do I still have a MacGyver poster? No, I don't. You go through phases. So I know a lot of people think maybe Taylor Swift, doesn't deserve all the hype. I think she is a fantastic artist, and I think she does a lot for the community. I think she does a lot for music, and Her accolades, her awards, I think are well deserved. Do we have people frenzy and obsess and make something bigger than it is? Yeah, like I saw with Oppenheimer and Barbie. Oppenheimer was a good movie. Was it the biggest blockbuster of the century? No, it was good. Barbie, people took that to unbelievable levels, and the storyline kind of stunk. The stars were awesome, and the I'm Just Ken song was good, but was really Barbie the best blockbuster? People want to rally around something. And it might not even have something to do with the real quality. People always ask me, they go, why is Taylor Swift so good? What is it about her music? I don't see it. I see it. I think the songs are good. I think the songs are ones you could dance to, ones you could relate to. But you have a lot of individuals that are like, I don't get it. Are the songs really that good? It doesn't matter. The songs don't have to be that good. Yeah, it's all beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And when it comes to art, anybody could look at art and have their own interpretation of it. I think Taylor Swift has some amazing songs. Am I going to spend thousands of dollars to try to see her in concert? Maybe, maybe not. I'd have to weigh that out. Other people, no. That's what they want to do. That's what they're saving money for. That's on their bucket list. That's not a problem. So, as I said, when you need to think of toning it down is if you see it interfering with the child's life. If you see the child crying and getting depressed because their fan letter isn't acknowledged, because they are misinterpreting some sort of a relationship they don't have as being closer than it is. If they're starting to go broke because they're spending so much money on things that they don't have that, you are going to have to rein that in closer to reality. If you can't get a medical provider or a therapist to help, because you don't want somebody getting so obsessed that they go broke. You know, for me, I didn't have a lot of money as a kid. So after 5 posters, I really couldn't buy anymore. And I wasn't going to buy the glove. I wanted to buy the Michael Jackson glove. Couldn't afford it. The Michael Jackson glove or the replicas of those were very expensive. I didn't have it. And I didn't want to look like a geek because after a while it wasn't cool to walk around with the glove. Things change. So it is fads happen. Frenzies and being obsessed with something does happen. And as society has a lot of negativity and a lot of politics, many people might want to gravitate to a non-political, more light issue to wrap their minds around. It is a very natural process. But like I said, you got to watch for it interfering with life or causing them to start having emotional issues. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.